Hello everyone, this is Joseph Asik of BornBurner.ca and welcome to the BornBurner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, prior to our show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSC Sports app, and download our app, the BornBurner app, available on iOS and Android. Let's go to the Sector Store, search BornBurner, download it today. Welcome to a Thursday night football preview of NFL Blitz with the one and only Eric Cohen. Thursday night, well, a couple weeks ago, you would have thought this matchup was a mismatch. But now, with a win by Denver, they can be one game from first place. It's Kansas City and Denver. Kansas City banged up. What do you think, Eric?
Well, you're right. The Chiefs have been struggling, Joe. Two straight losses for a team that, you know, at the beginning of the year looked like a real juggernaut, and they've looked really human the last couple weeks. It started in Detroit where Mahomes did not throw a touchdown pass. They then go and lose back-to-back home games to AFC South teams. First, the Colts is a 10.5-point favorite. They shocked the Chiefs winning outright. And then last week, Deshaun Watson and the Texans did not let the Chiefs have the ball. They had the ball for 5 minutes in the second half, and the Texans win that game. So all of a sudden, you know, there's a blueprint on how to beat the Chiefs. And it's run the ball, keep Mahomes off the field. The Chiefs haven't been able to stop the run. The Broncos do run the ball very well with Freeman and you know, a very good running game. You know, Phillip Lindsay, their lead back as well. So this is, I think this is going to be a close game, Joe. I think that the Chiefs are going to find a way to win it, but I think that it's going to be very close. And it's going to come down to the wire.
All right, so you're saying the Chiefs probably won't cover, you're saying?
Well, they're only a 3-point favorite. I think I have the Chiefs winning by probably three. I mean, probably similar to the last time they played in Denver in primetime last year. The Chiefs were down by 10 in the fourth quarter, and Mahomes orchestrated two touchdown drives, and they won the game by four. I see it being pretty similar. Chiefs winning a very close game by 3 or 4 points.
All right. Before we close out Thursday Night Football preview here on the NFL Blitz, I wanted to get your take on the trades by the Rams, specifically the Rams and Jacksonville. Ramsey to the Rams for 2 first-round picks. Heavy price, what do you think?
Well, I think it's way too heavy a price. It's interesting. The Rams are, they're in some trouble this year. I mean, you know, they've lost 3 in a row. They're sitting right now on the outside looking into a playoff spot. And then you look at their division, you've got the undefeated 49ers and the one-loss Seahawks. So it's going to be very tough for the Rams to catch those two teams. To give up that kind of price and not make the playoffs seems a little stupid to me. I know Jalen Ramsey is a very good shutdown corner, one of the best in the game, but it's just too much. I think, you know, and all of a sudden Jalen Ramsey's back injury seems to be gone. He wants to play this week. He has a bit of a head case. We saw that in Jacksonville, so I'm not really sure what the Rams were thinking.
All right, well, you know, this week against the Falcons, next week at home against the Bengals, then a bye week. So if you're going to pull off some magic trades and all that, but then you got the Steelers, now may be the perfect time. All right, Eric, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
On Twitter at RealEricCohen, and, you know, keep it coming, and I'll get back to you with your tweets.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome, Joe.